Hello everyone, today I'm going to show you how to make this post-it note dodecahedron. So, the dodecahedrons, they're regular solids, they have 12 pentagon faces, and to make this you're going to need a book of post-it notes. So, let's see how we can make the basic module. The basic module looks like this, so how do we make this? So, first of all, we'll need one of our post-it notes. You're going to fold this in half. Just fold it in half quite easily like that, so that the sticky part is lengthways along the back. Now we're going to stick the sticky part down. We're going to fold it back and stick it down, and then flatten that down, turn this over, and we're going to do the same thing on the other side. We're going to fold this back and flatten it down. This side won't stick down. And what we've made is a sort of Z shape there. In fact, what I've done is I've turned the square post-it note into a piece of paper that is 4 units across and 3 units down. Then I folded that into thirds to make a little Z shape. So you don't need to use a post-it note if you don't have them. You can just use bits of paper that are 4 units by 3 units. Now, flatten this down into a rectangle. Now we're going to fold down the top left corner. And just to make that a little bit clearer to you, I've folded down the top left corner. If I use my pen, this is the fold that we make. Now I'm going to do the same thing with the bottom right corner. I'm going to fold that up so it looks the same. Let me just indicate that for you as well. And then finally, we make 1/3 fold, and that's going to go across the module from this point to this point. So it's going to go across the module like that. And if I do this fold as well, bop, 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 this is what we get. And so this is your basic module. Now, if we make 3 of these, we can make a corner. So, let's get 3 of them, and we put them together to make a corner. So, the first module will slide inside the second module. And it'll actually fit together, the folds fit together. The third module slides inside the second module. In the same way, it all fits together. Let me try that. And then finally, the first module slides inside the third module. And so, we should get our first corner. Our first corner will look something like this. Now we need to make 30 of these modules. Make 30 of them, put them together in the same way, and you'll get something that's looking a bit like this. Now this has one more module to go, so while I finish the last module in this and complete my dodecahedron, let's have a little recap. To make the basic module, you'll need a piece of paper that is 4 units across and 3 units down. This is then folded lengthways into thirds. Or you can achieve the same thing with a square post-it note. The folds should zigzag to make a Z shape. Flatten down the Z shape, fold down the top left corner, fold up the bottom right corner, and then finally make a fold across the module as shown. This is the basic module. 3 modules fit together to make a corner. The second module slides inside the first, the third module slides inside the second, and the first module slides inside the third. You then need 30 modules to make the post-it note dodecahedron. And there we have it. That's the completed post-it note dodecahedron. The last one is a little bit fiddly, and it's a little bit fragile until you get that last one in. But once you've done, it's really quite strong. So there's my pink dodecahedron, that's my yellow one, and this one I made with 5 different colours, such that each face uses one of each colour. Now, thanks to my friend Colin Wright, who taught me how to do this. If you like that sort of thing, you should follow him on Twitter and follow his blog, because he sends out loads of stuff like this, so I'll put the details for that at the end of the video. I'm going to blame my other friend Julia Collins for this idea, which gave me a great headache, and I'll put her details at the end as well. And now I want to see your post-it note dodecahedrons. So send me a video response or send me a photo. I've set up an email address for this. It's dodecsb@gmail.com. Dodec for dodecahedron, sb for singing banana, @gmail.com. If I get enough, I might turn it into a gallery or a video of your post-it note dodecahedrons, and you can be telling the doctor that you've been making regular solids. He'll be very pleased about that. And well, as usual, if you have been, thanks for watching.